What's she doing, Thomas?
What's in the boxes?
Watching the yellow boxes? Does that mean the postman's coming round?
Dylan?
Yes.
Dylan?
Yes.
Dylan? Dylan? Yes.
Yes. All right, you've just posted the letter to your postman. And you're saying yes. Where's the postman now?
At his house.
His house? Which house?
Sue's house.
No, he's not at Sue's house, Thomas. But I can see Sue's house and the postman's not there. Is he walking round?
Dylan.
Yes.
Penny.
Oh, here he is, Thomas. Quick. Oh, you've missed him. He's just walked past. Is he?
This one.
You had your back turned, but I could see him coming to the door. Let's go and see what he's brought.
In the boxes.
Thank you. Well, that's the magazine.
Daddy's.
No, it's from Mummy. There are two letters.
Oh,
the water bill and the letter for Daddy. Yes?
Yes.
That's right, they came through the letterbox and fell on the floor, didn't they?
Yes.
Right, well, let's put Daddy's post up there, shall we?
The letterboxes.
What would you like to put? There you are, you put Mummy's magazine and the water bill that came through your letterbox. If you like.
Careful.
But we better know that letter for Daddy you better not have, because I don't know what that is, sweetheart. Here you are. There you are. You post there through your letterbox like the postman posted there to us.
And then
in the box.
Yes.
That's what it sounded like when it hit the floor, didn't it? You always do through your letterbox.
In the box.
Yes, is that what the man did?
Yes.
You could hear it, couldn't you?
Some more.
You're going to do it again, some more.
Yes. Numbing? No.
Well, look, I think with the magazine, let me show you. You have to bend it slightly because the magazine's bigger than the hole in the post box. Look, if you bend it slightly, then in it goes.
Mommy.
There you are, there's the water bill. You can post that.
My little boxes.
Yeah. How about we change your nappy now, Thomas, and then get some breakfast? Because Grandma and Grandad are coming.
Okay.
Mummy's not going to work today. She's got a day's holiday. But Grandma and Grandad are still coming to see us. So I think we need to get on with our breakfast. Yes, Mum and Grandad, otherwise they're going to be here before you dress. And they'll say, oh, Thomas wasn't sleeping when we saw him. But he's at our house, he got up early and had his breakfast. Hey, Thomas. Sounds like a pussycat's fighting outside, but it's not Purdy because Purdy's inside.
Yes.
I think I better just check. Did you hear that pussycat?
Yes.
Oh, no, don't you climb up. Mummy's climbed up so she can see. Oh, look, it's that ginger pussycat.
Yes.
Shoo. What do we say? Oh, look. He's shooed. He's run away. Go away, naughty pussycat. He's a naughty pussycat, the ginger one, isn't he? Yes, that's right, because he fights with all the other pussycats, doesn't he? No, no. He can't hear you anyway because the door's shut, but no, you don't squeal at him, Thomas.
No.
No, even though he's a naughty pussycat, you don't squeal. Because he's not our pussycat, is he?
No.
Would you like to see this loaf of bread now it's baked?
Yes.
Put the rack there.
Yes. But I do need that. Naughty.
Naughty? Yes, that pussycat's naughty, isn't he?
Really?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, he's a naughty pussycat.
Yes.
So he upsets all the other pussycats, doesn't he?
Yes. Yes.
Look at this. What's this?
Red.
Red, is that? Don't you only just touch it in bed? Yes, it is hot, isn't it?
Yes. No more pussycat.
More what, darling?
More.
You want to see the pussycat again? No, I think he's gone home now. I think he's run away home.
No more bow,
he's gone, hasn't he? Right, straight into Mummy's arms. You sound like a train. Oh, come on, Mummy's not so funny. You sound like a choo-choo train.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that what a choo-choo train sounds like?
Oh, yes. Dumb.
Yes, you're pointing to the invitation that's stuck on the fridge. It's an invitation to Ben's party. Let's go and have a look at it. It's a Thomas the Tank Engine one, isn't it? Let's have a look. What does it say?
A little dummy on it.
It's got Thomas on it. It says, all aboard for a party. To Thomas on the 2nd of August. You've been invited to a party from Ben. It says, I hope you can come. From Thomas the Tank Engine and friends. It's a nice invitation, isn't it? That's to a birthday party in August. Oh, Thomas, what's happened to you? Oh, Poppy, that's the first time I've ever seen that.
There's a magic.
Let's just lie down now while Mummy changes your nappy. Please. And let's look at this. What's this? Thomas has got a sleep suit on. You've got pyjamas with little feet in, and somebody's toe has peeked through the bottom. I don't understand that, because they're not too small for you.
Ben.
You must have just been a little weak spot then, as you've been running around. Your toe's gone through.
Ben.
Again?
Yes.
Oh! It's Thomas's toe. Thomas's big toe. I think Daddy has a pair of socks like that, doesn't he?
No.
Well, I don't think you'd be able to wear those again, will you?
Yeah.
Let's just change your nappy now. And then I'll slip them back on while you have your breakfast, but then on the Mummy's favourites as well.
Yes.
They're blue and they've got... Bunny rabbits. No, you need to turn them all off.
And
blue ones, and they've got bunny rabbits on them.
Yes.
What's your bunny rabbit called?
Molly. Yes.
Oops. You nearly fell off the table then. But well done now, sweetie. No, you study.
I'm
being a silly baby, aren't you? Yes, would you like to hold Molly while I change your nappy?
Yes.
Will you stay there then? She's just down here, look. Down here. It's Molly. Now hold her high up in the air.
No, but up a moon, you big poo.
Yes, you have, haven't you? Mummy didn't know because Mummy can't smell. Mummy just was going to change your nappy because it needed changing like it does every morning, but I didn't realise.
Chops. Yes, chops.
Chocks coming.
Yes.
You're not having any chocolate. So Mummy didn't realise you needed changing because Mummy can't smell. Can Thomas smell?
Yes.
And does it smell nasty?
Yes.
Oh dear.
Apple Mooney.
Apple Mooney, who's holding Mummy up high above your head? Is she going up towards the moon?
The Mummy Apple Moon.
Mummy Apple Moon. That's right. I think we'll have to persevere with this potty training, Thomas.
Yes.
You like sitting on your potty normally, don't you?
There's a choo-choo's on it.
It's got choo-choo's on it? No, it hasn't. It's got a picture of a teddy bear on it. Your potty.
Choo-choo-choo.
No. Where's Mummy now?
Wee wee wee.
Is that what she's doing? And did you have a nice night's sleep?
Yes.
You woke up in the night.
Oh, yes! This one!
This one? Yes, we sat down here in the end, didn't we?
Yes.
Because you woke up twice. I think it was the
noise. And then I shut the door and Big Bang!
Daddy shut the door a Big Bang?
Yes.
I don't think he did. Daddy didn't even know we hadn't slept up there. Because you woke up at about 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I settled you down, and then at 3:30 you woke up again crying. Yes, that's what you're doing. So I said to Daddy, I'm going to take Thomas downstairs, and you and I slept down here on the sofa. You were alright once you were being cuddled, I don't know.
Nothing. Naughty and teen challenge.
Naughty what?
It's on the tank.
I can't tell what you're saying. And Daddy got quite a surprise, I think, this morning, because even though Mummy told him, he couldn't remember, could he? Oh, when you say Big Bang, did you hear a door banging in the wind?
Yes.
Oh, that's a bit what woke you up.
Yes.
So it wasn't Daddy shutting the door, it must have been the wind. The wind's been whistling in the night, hasn't it?
I'm not your chum, and Daddy's home.
Daddy's home?
And then Daddy's coming.
Yes, Nana and Grandad are coming, that's right. Daddy left home very early this morning because he's taken the car into the garage, hasn't he?
And then?
Yes. Yeah, she woke up in the night crying, didn't you?
No.
You're better now, though, aren't you? Whatever was matter soon passed. Here you are, we got a nice clean boy.
Yes.
A nice clean boy.
Yes.
Good.
Wash it.
Wash it, I am washing it. I'm wiping you down.
Nap-naps on it.
Nap-naps on it. You want your nappy putting on?
Oh, yes, please.
Are you telling me you want to watch Pippin? Talking about biscuits and jam and then saying yes please.
The Pippin, yes please.
No, well Pippin's not on at the moment, Thomas. Pippin's not on, Pippin's still asleep. It's quite early in the morning.
Up the moon.
Up the moon? Are you holding your feet up high into the moon?
Yes. Under the Pippin, yes please.
Pippin, yes, please. No, we can't have Pippin on now, Thomas. Let's just get your nappy pot on.
Breakfast.
And then we have some breakfast.
Brushing.
Brushing? been sprinkling talcum powder on you. And are you brushing it in?
That's so mean.
So neat, I know. It's nearly better now, Tommen. Isn't it? You fell on Friday.
Yes. But the bike.
In the park, yes, you weren't on your bicycle at the time. You've been riding your bike, haven't you?
A blue bike. A blue bike. A green bike.
A red bike, a blue bike and a green bike. We've been riding lots of bicycles, haven't you?
Yes. Yellow ones.
Yellow ones. Well, we were just about to come home. You were walking towards your pasture. Well, you weren't walking, you were running, weren't you?
Sorry.
Tripped, that's right, you've got to sort me. Poor old Thomas.
Put my shoes on it.
Red shoes?
Yes.
You weren't wearing red shoes at the time, you were wearing your sandals.
Put shoes. Black shoes. And blue trucks, green trucks, and trucks, and then blue trucks. Wait.
Blue? Are you naming all the trucks you saw on Friday when you were walking home?
Yes.
Oh, we saw lots of them, didn't we? Blue ones and red ones and green ones.
Yellow ones.
Oh, and yellow ones.
Yes. And green ones.
Is that the noise that they make?
Yes.
It's the noise of the brakes, isn't it?
And then doors. 2, 3, 2, 5.
Did you wave to Daddy this morning?
Nana? Yes.
You waved him goodbye?
Yes. Nana Jean.
Nana Jean? Is that my name?
Peter,
is that Daddy's name? And what if you just started calling Mummy now?
Jean.
No, that's cheeky, but you say
cheeky.
Yes, cheeky.
Mummy.
Mummy, that's better.
Mummy.
And your name's Thomas.
Oh, Jean. Yes. And then yes, Daddy.
Yes. What are you doing? Imitating Daddy coughing?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Is that what Daddy does? Right. Would you like to sit there ready for breakfast? Yes, please. Would you like Mummy to do the straps? Or would you like to do the straps?
No.
You wouldn't. You'd like Mummy to do it?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, please.
Good boy.
Yeah, Lily.
Here you are, Lindy. Thank you very much, Thomas. You put some in the other end. Thomas, thank you very much. There you are. I'll just tidy these things away. Copying Mummy now. Mummy just had to blow her nose, didn't she?
And then, I did write it.
Oh dear. Sounds like Daddy has a bad cough. He hasn't really, Thomas. Shall I just take this nappy out and I'm going to wash my hands? Must have been raining in the night as well as being windy because it's wet everywhere.
wet.
Is it wet outside? I'll just take Molly over to sit with Dobbin while you have your breakfast. If she's not lonely, is she?
No.
Would you like some cornflakes for breakfast?
And two muffins.
I didn't ask if you wanted two smarties. I said, would you like cornflakes for breakfast?
Two muffins?
No.
Two muffins?
No.
No. Do you want to meet?
No.
Do you want
to meet? No. You can have a bowl of cornflakes and like it.
Do you want it?
No.
I do want it.
Mummy must remember to buy some more Rice Krispies.
Yes?
You like Rice Krispies and we've not had any for a while, but you had them when you stayed with Grandma last week, didn't you?
I do want Krispies.
Let's put some cornflakes into a bowl. A big noise, and Mummy's just switched the kettle on, hasn't she? There's a noise from the kettle because Mummy's just switched that up, but I can also hear air coming out of your drink of juice.
Yes, I
get
the juice.
Well done,
Juice. A big noise? Yes, a big noise.
Well, I think it's Rice Krispies when there's a big noise. There's a snap, crackle and pop.
Yes.
But cornflakes make a noise when you don't have milk on them because they can crunch, don't they?
Lemon.
Oh, they look nice. Two smarties, especially not at breakfast.
Goodness me!
I think you're going shopping with Grandma and Grandad today. To the Trafford Centre. They said they were going to take you out later on. They're going to come a lot later than they normally do when Mummy's going to work. And they said they would go to the Trafford Centre for lunch and take you along. And then you can walk around the shops this afternoon, can't you? And go and look at the dancing bears.
Yes.
You remember the bears? We first saw them at Christmas, didn't we?
Christmas.
We first saw them at Christmas and they were all dressed in reds and greens and furs. Oh no, you can't play with those. And they sang songs and danced. And then we saw Father Christmas, didn't we? Every time we go back, we have to go and see the dancing bears. And they have different themes throughout the years, but they always sing songs, don't they? Every half an hour, they sing a song. And we go and watch them. So we'll have to remind Grandma and Grandad to take you there.
And are you going to walk around the shops? You like shopping, don't you? I can hear you crunching the cornflakes. They're nice.
And then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good, I'm pleased.
Hello?
Yes. Oh, Thomas, don't take them out of the bowl. Oh, that's not nice. No. I don't, because that, of course... No, I'll eat them straight from the table now. Don't put them on the floor. Have you had enough? Have you had enough, Thomas? Thomas, have you had enough? Well, if you want to be silly, then I'll just take them away from you. Would you like some toast or would you like some warm bread this morning?
Do you want it?
No, that wasn't what I asked you. Would you like a slice of toast?
Do you want it?
No, Thomas.
Do you want it?
You're not having Smarties for breakfast. Trains. Oh, you're busy looking at your hole in the sleep suit, aren't you? Is your little toe peeping through you? It's not your little toe, is it? It's your big toe.
Mm-hmm.
Is it peeping through?
Mummy. That's a dummy. That's a dummy. That's a dummy.
Pardon you?
A dummy.
Choo-choo's coming.
Yes, please.
We've not seen the trains for quite a while. Now have a look for me.
Uh-oh.
There you are, Tom, still right at the bottom of the bag.
The tissues. I can make the tissues. I can make.
Well, they're not in a mess, they just need putting together, don't they?
Yes. Then. Oh, Lemon!
Oh, well done, that's a clever boy.
Oh, the horse!
Is that the horse?
Yeah, there's tissues on it. The choo-choo's on it.
Well, I think actually the horse is on the choo-choo rather than the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
But you just put the horse into the back of the trailer, haven't you? On the back of the train. Is the horse riding around? We never did find a proper train driver that belongs to that train, did we? I still think he must be sitting in one of the flower tubs outside.
Oh, Lyndon, here you are.
Lyndon, here you are. Oh, that's the little man that you've got driving the train, but really he's the horse rider, Thomas. He fits in a train carriage, but he's not the proper train driver. The proper driving driver must be on his holidays because we've not seen
him. Lennon!
Yeah? Oh, very good. You've put the train driver on the back of the horse now. But the proper train driver went missing, didn't he?
Yes.
One day we'll be meeting in the garden, so you've either swallowed him or he's gone and hidden in one of the flower baskets, I think.
Man! And a favorite!
Thomas, would you like some bread or some toast?
Two more cheeses?
No, bread or toast.
Two more cheeses?
Thomas, that's not what I'm asking you.
Two more cheeses. Two more cheeses? 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 Two more cheeses?
Just because you ask for Smarties in a cheeky voice doesn't mean you're going to get them.
Smarties!
No, Thomas.
Smarties! Smarties!
Well, let's slice this lovely fresh loaf of bread, shall we? The crust, would you like the crust or an inside piece?
Yes.
The crust?
This piece.
Would you like anything on it?
Jam on it.
Something on it, jam on it?
Yes, please.
Right.
Jam on it, great. On it.
Yes, I'm going to put some jam on it. I'm just getting a knife from the drawer. Well, you were staying at Grandma's, she let you set the table, didn't she?
Yes.
She said you did very well, apart from they all had about 3 forks and 3 knives when they were eating Rice Krispies. And yesterday at the new playgroup.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
You were in the Wendy house with Isabel, weren't you?
Yes.
And you kept unloading plates and cups from the cupboard in the kitchen. And you were setting the table, weren't you? And telling Mummy it was tea time.
Chips, dump. I've done a jump.
Yes, all done at Jam, but it's very nearly all done. Mummy will have to remember to buy a new jar of jam when she's shopping, won't she?
Yes.
Would you like red jam again?
Yes, please.
This is plum jam.
Plum jam.
Plum jam. But we could have strawberry jam.
Strawberry jam.
Or raspberry jam. Or we could have orange jam. Apricot jam. We'll have to see what's in the shops, won't we?
Yes.
There's blackcurrants as well. You like blackcurrant, don't you?
Yes.
Which reminds me.
No!
Yes, here you are.
Thank
you. Would you like some more blackcurrant juice?
Yes.
To drink, right? Now, I'll move these things down.
Bread on it.
Bread on it?
A t-shirt on it. Jam on it.
Jam on it? Yes, there's jam on it. There you are, Thomas. Some more juice. Does that taste good? Is the bread still warm? It should be. Is that mummy making a lot of noise around your nose? Slice some mummy now. Don't think I'll bother making toast.
Maybe mum, maybe boy.
A big boy?
Yes, we.
Is Thomas growing into a big boy?
Yes, please.
Mummy will grow into a big girl if she eats a lot more bread, won't she? That's the trouble when it's freshly baked. It smells good, or actually I can't smell it at the moment. That's not an excuse. So don't think I'd rather put in the toaster on this morning. I'll just have one piece of bread. A little bit of jam on it. In fact, if you're going shopping with Grandma and Grandad today, I think Grandma said she had to go to Tesco before you went to the Trafford Centre. I'll ask Grandma to take you to choose some more red jam. Would you like that?
Yes, please.
And then it'll be a surprise to Mummy, won't it, what you come back with. When you go to the shops, do you have some money? You have to pay the lady on the till with some money.
You are by dinner's morning.
Oh, is that what you say? You don't have any
money?
All right. So when you're paying a lady, you give her some money and you say, bye-bye, see you soon, and you wait, and then you shut the door as you go out to the shop.
Yes.
What do you do when you go into the shop?
More money.
More money. Is that what she said? She wanted more money, or did you want more money?
Yes, please. Purse.
purse.
Thomas' purse.
Thomas' purse. No, Thomas hasn't got a purse. You've got a piggy bank, but you haven't got a purse, have you? Isabel has a purse. It's yellow and furry and in the shape of Winnie the Pooh. But I don't think Thomas really needs a purse.
There's only Pooh Shabba.
What did you say about Sonia?
Sonia in church.
Sonia? Oh yes, Sonia goes to church. Have you seen Sonia with her purse in church?
No.
No. Have you seen Isabel with her purse in church?
Yes.
Yes, Isabel takes some money out for the collection, doesn't she?
Yes. Bye-bye.
Oh, here you are. Bye. See you in the morning. Is that what you say in church? Oh, what's the day then? You dropped the bread? Well, that was looking at London Jam side up, didn't you?
Yes.
And what else do you say to people in the shops? And normally when you go out with Grandma and Grandad, you go for a drink in the restaurant, don't you? What do you have to eat?
Yellow juice.
Yellow juice?
Yes.
Oh, what about milk? Do you ever have milk?
Yes.
Grandma, go to sleep in the restaurant?
Yes.
I don't think you did. Perhaps he said he was tired and he needed to sit down.
Black juice.
Blackcurrant juice, yes, black juice.
A tin of water. The water.
Yes, it's made of juice and water, isn't it? You dilute the blackcurrant juice with some water. And what else do you eat in the restaurant?
Toast.
Toast? We had toast and a drink yesterday at the playground, didn't we? That was very nice. Then we had a cup of tea and a round of toast, a slice of toast. And you had a drink of juice and a slice of toast. Very nice, wasn't it?
Yes.
But do you ever eat shortbread when you go out with Grandma and Grandad?
Yes. Too much juice.
No, Thomas, you're not having smarty. Eat a little bit more bread, please.
My sister's there.
You haven't eaten a lot this morning, have you? Perhaps it's talking about all the shortbread that you eat. You think you're full, but you're not really. No, don't eat on the floor, Thomas. Somebody's got to pick it up. You're being silly now. Don't you? No, would you like some more bread?
No. You mind me?
No, Tom, you're not having any smarties. Would you like an apple?
Yeah. You 2 pears.
2 pears? Oh, I don't think we've got any pears. You'll have to make do with an apple.
Peach.
We've got some peach. Would you like some peach?
2 pears.
Well, how about I put both a peach and an apple, and then you can choose, can't you?
2 pears. There's 2 pears. Oh, Danny. No, 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 no.
You don't want the trains?
No.
Well, that's a good boy for handing them back to Mummy rather than throwing them on the floor. A clever boy for doing that. Aren't you?
Yes.
Daisy.
What's there? I dropped apple.
Yes, I dropped the apple, didn't I? Onto the floor.
One peach.
Yes, one peach. And one apple. And to watch when we peel them.
Yes. No, nips.
Now I'm peeling the fruit. I'm not using the scissors, this is a peeler. Takes the peel off the skin on the outside.
Yes.
You didn't have your hair cut this time when you went to see Grandma and Grandad, did you?
No. Now Papa too. Now Papa too.
Pardon?
Now Papa too.
Don't look my turn.
Now Papa too.
Sorry, I can't tell what you say.
Now Papa too. Now Papa too.
Oh, the barber, no barber. Did you say no barber too?
No.
Oh, I'm not sure what you're saying. It sounded like you might have been saying no barber too because I said you didn't have your hair cut.
No.
And I thought you might have been saying no barber too, meaning you haven't seen the barber either.
No.
But you weren't saying that.
No barber too.
No barber too. I think possibly deep down that's what you are saying.
No barber too. No, Lily.
Yes, okay. Would you have preferred toast?
Apple.
Apple, no, right. You seem to have gone off toast and bread a little bit, don't you?
Yes.
I'll just slice that into smaller pieces.
No! No peach! No peach!
You don't want peach. After all that, you don't want the peach, right? Okay, well, shall we peel the apple instead?
Apple.
Well, what I'll do, I'll put the... Oh, once I've sliced the apple up for you, I'll put the peach into a little container because you might like it later. You had a peach last night with Daddy, didn't you?
Yeah.
In fact, I think you shared 2 peaches because Daddy was going to have a peach after his meal.
And then I beat
her. Yes, Daddy said, here you are, Thomas, and he ended up giving most of it to you.
Yes.
So I think he thought, I'll have another peach. And you had most of that one as well.
Strong.
I think apple's your favourite though, isn't it?
Yes.
You're a good boy for liking fruit. It's very good for you. Keep that beautiful skin of yours healthy, won't it?
Yes.
I hope you don't inherit Mummy's skin, darling, because it's not very good.
No.
You don't have to agree with me.
Yeah.
Cheeky.
Cheeky.
Thomas cheeky.
Oh, Benin.
Oh, gosh, the hole in your toe is getting bigger.
And me, there. Oh.
sure, is the apple good? Where does Thomas live?
Meadow.
Where do you live?
Drive.
Shevington Drive. Number 41, Shevington Drive. Whereabouts? Where does Thomas live?
Drive.
Shevington Drive. You sensed a bit more clearly the other day when we asked you, didn't you?
No, you watch our shops.
Watch your trucks, that's right. From your seat in the dining room, you could look out the window and see any trucks passing, but I can't say I've seen a lot of trucks passing this morning, have you?
No.
In fact, I haven't seen any trucks passing. Trucks all gone.
Apple.
Oh dear, apple, that made quite a loud bang when it fell, didn't it?
No.
No, don't bang it again. There we are, the peach is all sliced now. So if you do fancy a piece later on, it's ready, isn't it? I think Mummy will have a peach this morning.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to take the skin off mine, do I? Well, we don't really have to take the peel off you, though, I don't think, but it can taste a little bit furry, a peach skin, can't it? I don't think you really like the texture of it. There we are, we'll pop it in the red box. It's a red box. We'll leave it there, then if you fancy eating it, it's ready, isn't it? And if you don't, I'll pop it in the fridge for later. Were you eating strawberries at Grandma's house?
Yes.
Were they good?
Good.
You were helping Grandma to water his courgettes and potatoes and leeks and beans, weren't you? Oh dear, Thomas.
Big one.
It is a big piece of apple, isn't it? When I started peeling it and quartering it, I then cut some of the quarters up into small pieces. Because I forgot that you liked it when it's just in a quarter. Yeah. So I stopped after the first one. That's why one's bigger than the others. Is it all right if I finish these cornflakes, or would you like to finish them?
No.
You don't want to...
Oh, linen ones!
Linen ones. Linen can have them, can't she? Hey. Oh, that's a lovely smile. You say boo. Oh, Thomas. That's a silly smile. You did that.
Boo!
You did that when we went to Linda and Brian's wedding. You looked absolutely gorgeous, and the photographer came round and said, "Smile," and you pulled a silly face, showing all your teeth, didn't you? You do it again now. You silly Billy. See Sue's car, she hasn't gone to work this morning, has she?
No.
Perhaps Sue's having a day's holiday like Mummy. Oh, Thomas, I thought you were going to kiss my hand and you just picked at my hand and went poo. Does it smell nice?
Poo, yes.
Poo nice, so that's alright, as long as I don't smell horrible. Wouldn't like to think I smell horrible.
Cheese.
Cheese? I hope you're not saying I smell like a piece of cheese. That's not what you're saying, is it? Does it smell nice?
No.
Oh, God. Does it smell fresh and clean? No. Oh, beautiful. That's a lovely kiss on my hand. You're a real gentleman, aren't you?
Yes. Oh, baby.
Now eat it properly now. Oh, thank you. You said there's a little sore place on my hand. You kissed it better though and you said Grandad cream. Is that what Mummy needs? Some Grandad's magic cream on it? It isn't really sore, it's just a little scratch, isn't it?
Yes.
I think I did that actually on Friday when I was in the park with you. I can't remember now what I did, but I seem to remember thinking I'd done something. Because I saw it on the way home. Does the apple taste good? Oh, this is lovely. I could get used to that. Having my son kissing my hand. No, it doesn't smell. It smells good. It smells nice.
A cheeky.
Yes, you are cheeky. You're cheeky. You're cheeky. Why are you banging your hand on the table?
No.
Oh, no, Thomas. Oh, no. No, the woman's got a headache.
Yes.
Poor boy.
Yes. What's your dinner mess?
Pardon?
What's your dinner mess?
What's your what mess?
The baby's on it.
A baby. The baby. No,
Pippin's
not on there,
Thomas. What's your doll, baby?
What's your
baby?
Wash her down and watch your Pippin. You want me to wash you and take you down and let you watch Pippin? You're cheeky.
You are Lily.
What do you mean you are Lily? You're not giving me anything.
Cheese.
Apart from some cheek.
Cheese.
Your cheese? Would you like some cheese? Have you finished the apple? You've got quite a eaten all of it. You've had enough. What about some more juice? What's the matter, darling? You're very quiet. Oh, you look tired, sweetheart. What's the matter? You've been very quiet. You're putting your head down. You tired? Oh, is it time to say night-night then to everybody? Poor darling. You've worn yourself out kissing Mummy. Shall I give you a kiss in return?
Is that nice? You know you love her.
No, Lily.
All right, sweetheart, I'll let you down. Just wait one moment, please. Oh, look, Sue's going to work. I can see her there. Can you see Sue?
A lot. Bye-bye, Sue. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Sue. What's she?
You're watching Sue? Are you watching Sue?
Bye-bye, Sue.
Bye-bye, Sue. See you soon. We'll have to go and see Sue later on, won't we?
Yeah.
She comes home from work this afternoon. Oh, mind you, no, we can't because she won't be here. Well, go and see her this evening.